Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. Our God is good and His mercies endures forevermore. What a night that we're going to have tonight. I welcome everyone on our listener to the Hour of Fulfillment. And I'm believing God, trusting Him that everyone will hear a word tonight that will change your life forever. It is the Word of God is not just an encouragement. The Word of God is a tool for change. The Word of God is the tool for creating a future that you desire. I'm talking about the word that can put you on the path of righteousness and fulfill the reason for God sending you to this earth. And before we go into the word tonight, let's have a word of prayer. And Father, Lord, we are so thankful again tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the potency of your word. Thank you because of the ability of your word. Thank you because of the strength of your word. Thank you because of giving us your word as a tool for living. Receive all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I'm asking, oh God, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will send your word clearly to everyone tonight. I'm asking, oh God, for the spirit of revelation, understanding, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, everybody will hear a word from heaven. I'm asking that you will use this tongue to declare your word in wisdom. And Father, I bind every spirit that will bring distraction and confusion in the mind of the people as the word goes forth. Thank you, Father, Lord, because we know after this broadcast tonight, no life will remain the same again. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Now, I welcome you one more time to the Hour of Fulfillment. And we've been dealing with this awesome topic, and I believe that with the testimony that is coming to us, God has been changing the life of people. It's called war against failure. War against failure. I want you to have this understanding that God don't want you to fail. In fact, the reason He sent His Son Jesus here is to cancel failure and put you in the path of success. The word of the Lord said, if ye are Christ, ye are Abraham's seed. And you are heir according to His promise. The promises of God to Abraham is nothing close to failure, to oppression, to frustration. Because the Bible says God gave the whole world to Abraham by promise. And the Bible told us that God blessed Abraham in everything, including longevity. And we discover that that is God's plan. He wants you to rule failure and put it under you because you have dominion over them. Now, and we say that the only key to God's pattern of success is God's wisdom. So, listen very carefully tonight, because the potency of wisdom is that it gives you mastery over everything in life. Wisdom is the key to living. The Bible says, it said in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7, it said, wisdom is a principal thing. He said, in all thy getting, get understanding. So that means, if you get wisdom, you get answers. A lot of people are looking for answers where the answer will never come. I'm telling you. And you see, it is absurd that we can be serving the only wise God, and His children are living a miserable life. If God is God of wisdom, we have access to Him. He's our Father. And He loves you so much, He didn't want anybody to live in foolishness. And God's wisdom can change anything on this earth. I was looking into the Word of God, and I discovered that the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 to 5. Proverbs 24, 3 to 5. It says, through wisdom, an house builded. It's an house builded. And by understanding, it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. He said, a wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. Without wisdom, you are weak. Now, you see, God's wisdom is God's way of getting results. In other words, if God would have lived here on the earth, the way he would have done it. That was what Jesus Christ was using here, and everybody want to be with him. Now, I remember this testimony. Now, I was called. This man was sick in the hospital, and they said he was bleeding profusely. And they couldn't locate where the blood was coming from. And they were doing test after test. And so I was called, and I know this guy was in the hospital. And they have all the gadgets. They know what they're doing. But I talked to the great physician. Jesus, what do we do about this? Now, if you are called, what will you do? And Jesus Christ told me, he said, take your body of oil, go there and read Mark 16:17. Just read it on him and I'll stop it. Oh my God. I ran there with speed because I know I have the tool in my hand. Now, we are not guessing. Many times, religion told us when we are confronted with something, pray. No, you need to hear. Otherwise, you can be saying something that is not the answer to the question. And I just got there, anoint him with oil, based on James chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And I spoke the word of God in Matthew chapter 16:17 to him. Because the word of the Lord said, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They will lay hands on the sick. That's exactly what I did. And guess what? That same night, the thing stopped. That same night. So you cannot get wisdom. The Bible says a man of wisdom is strong. He said, yeah, a man of knowledge increases strength. So you cannot get the wisdom I'm talking about without knowledge. That's where the problem is. People just thought, I just want to pray. They don't like knowledge. And let me tell you, when you don't have knowledge, you come into a place whereby you become a captive in the hand of the enemy. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not because they are not going to church, but that is no knowledge in what they're doing. So without knowledge, you cannot be strong, because wisdom is application of the revealed knowledge of God. God's wisdom we are talking about is not intellectual knowledge. No. It's not based on educational degrees. No. It is based on you seeking the Lord to find out the answer to the question. Jesus Christ came here, and the Bible says in Luke chapter 2 verse 14, he said, and the child grew and worked strong. You see the word strong again here. And worked strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. And we saw that the man Jesus, when he was here in the body, he was able to rout all the power of darkness. Why? God was with him. He was walking in wisdom. He was walking in whatsoever the Lord tells him, that what he does. And the Bible says, he said, as the Father sent me, John 20:21, so send I you. Oh, come on now, Christian, you need to understand what I'm talking about. Yes, he said, just as the Father sent him, he sent you. Now, you are too small to say, I'm not sent that way. He said, he already sent you. So you need to find out, what do I say when I am confronted? You understand what I'm saying? You are sent to master the word, just like Jesus did. Because the same wisdom is available to you. God has made Jesus to you wisdom. You are filled with the spirit of wisdom. Now, however, not every wisdom you see comes from God. That's where a lot of people are deceived. Not all the wisdom. Now, which is the wisdom of God produces result. Now, other wisdom produces result also, but it doesn't last. Oh, come on, now, let me take you, because let me do some teaching right there. I think I need to just teach those people here. Okay. Now, see, let's go back to the book of James. James chapter 3. So that when you are operating at that level and things are not working the way you want, you can clarify, is this the wisdom of God, or I'm just trying to just put some things together for myself? In James chapter 3, verse 15 to verse 13 to 15, and I'll read verse 17. See what he said. He said, who is a wise man and a dude with knowledge among you? Let him show out a good conversation, his work with meekness of wisdom. He said, but if ye have bitter envy and strive in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. Because this wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. But the wisdom that is from above is pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now, I want to just bring something out from that scripture. Now, the Bible told us in the book of James that there are four different types of wisdom. And a lot of people are operating in some, and they're perturbed why the wisdom is not producing results. The Bible talks about the earthly wisdom. It talks about the sensual wisdom. It talks about the devilish wisdom. It talks about godly wisdom. And you see that the earthly wisdom is centered on education. It's centered on scientific research. It's centered on technology. Now, these are not bad, but let me tell you, they can answer some questions. Oh, my God. You need to get this. There are questions that education, science, technology cannot answer. Now, since we've been studying and we're doing research, we have never got answers to satanic or demonic attack. You can't just say, okay, now, man, this one is under demonic oppression. Read the book of, read some chemistry. You get what I'm talking about? Oh, okay, this person is so sick, and we say, okay, put some maybe put some physics. Okay, maybe the way this thing, we need a new software. You can get that. Now, with everything that we have known, we've not been able to stop the hurricane. When it's coming, the best discovery is that we know it's coming and you run. And now here comes a man that is operating the wisdom of God. He was caught up in a storm. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. And he just stood in the midst of the storm and he said, peace be still. Now get this. Jesus did not say that because it was Jesus. He said that because that was what the daddy told him to say. He was speaking to the storm. So there is no situation around you that doesn't have an answer. You just need to know, what do I say? That is what I want you to connect tonight. See what he said in John chapter 14 verse 10. He said, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. I didn't have my own message. He said, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he dwelleth the works. I hear the Father and I speak what the Father says, and the Father does the job. Oh my God, what a cheap way of living. Unfortunately, majority of believers are just engrossed in religion. They are not hearing the word. Because God's wisdom comes from God's word. It is the wisdom that changes your life, that takes you to another level. Now, we have the sensual wisdom. The sensual wisdom is based on human senses and intuition or experience. It's based on culture and traditions. And you know, one of the most powerful, tool in the hand of the devil is religion. And you want to apply, your experience and some few things, and it doesn't work. Most especially when those things come under pressure. And you discover that what you think you know is not working anymore. Now you are using somebody's experience to measure your life. And if God has not designed your life that way, it gets you into frustration. And you think, oh my, I don't even understand what is going on. I don't think God is interested in my life. God is interested in your life. You are just using your culture and your religion. You are using your, what do I call that one? Your experience and your tradition. Jesus Christ told them, he said, you have made the word of God, the wisdom of God, of none effect because of your traditions. Tradition is as terrible as Satan, because he wants you to just do it the way it was done 50, 200 years ago, and God is not even the author of that. Many times, it's not even God that instructed the first person that did it. He just did it out of what he felt. Now, and God is just saying, you can't just keep on doing these things and be expecting different results, because in the first instance, I am not the one that authored this. Now, it's not that, and we talk about devilish wisdom. Oh my God, that one is diabolical. It's demonic wisdom of witchcraft and some voodoo, whatever you want to call it. And then you think that is going to protect you. Let me tell you, beloved brother and sister, it's going to enslave you. Yes. It works for a time, and before you know it, it stops and it backfires. I have never seen Satan give anybody free gift. His gift is, it has some worms in it. It looks good when you look at it. But at the end of the day, it's going to frustrate you. When Moses was standing before Pharaoh, according to the word of God, and he dropped his rod before Pharaoh, with the wisdom of God, God has given to him. Now, the magicians did the same. That is diabolical wisdom. Now, it produces results, but guess what? With time, it stopped operating. Because the wisdom of God will definitely swallow the wisdom of this world. And the rod of Moses swallowed the rod of the magicians. Now, don't be intimidated when you see people that are not walking with God getting results. Oh my God, they have gone too far. Now listen to this. They are gone nowhere because you are about to overtake. I want you to listen to this. You need this wisdom. That is why you cannot just attend any church that is not teaching the word. Because where you get the wisdom is from the word of God. And there are people that all what they teach you is the tradition and doctrine that they got 20, 50, 60, 70 years ago. And many times you go to some churches, they don't even open the Bible at all. And they would give you philosophical reasoning. Those things are good but can't not last. Because when you are attacked by Pharaoh, when you are attacked by the demonic forces, you will discover that the wisdom of this world cannot stand it. You know you need to have the power of God, the glory of God in your life to win life battle. Are you to say it in crepe? I said, life is not funfair. Life is warfare. Now, there is somebody lurking somewhere. His name is Satan, seeking who he might devour. And you have to come to a place whereby you know that you are not devourable. Don't allow the enemy to place any curse, any sickness, any disease on your life before you begin to fight. Are you getting what I'm talking about tonight? And the last one is the wisdom of God. The Bible talks about the wisdom of God. He said it's pure. It's so pure. The wisdom of God is without hypocrisy. It's peaceable. It's without partiality. It's gentle. It's full of mercy. It's full of good fruit. It doesn't hurt. When you are, when you say you are using the wisdom of God and you are pressing other people's down, it's not the wisdom of God. You are just using some traditional religion. Or probably you're using some demonic power. You can't manipulate people to get results and be telling people that you are using the wisdom of God. No, no. You borrow money from somebody and you are binding the person not to remember. That is stealing. In the name of Jesus, I release the angels know that so that you will not remember. No, you are not using the wisdom of God because the wisdom of God is pure. The wisdom of God is without hypocrisy. It's peaceable. Now, don't be deceived. You cannot get pure wisdom without a fellowship with God of wisdom. Oh, yes, God, give me wisdom. You have to be talking to somebody before you partake of what you got. That is, you need this kind of fellowship with him before the kind of wisdom that will rule the world will get inside of you. We saw the wisdom of God that was in the life of Moses makes him untouchable. He was standing before Pharaoh and Pharaoh couldn't touch him. Who will touch him? Because the wisdom of God will tell you, I am with you always, even until the end of the earth. In fact, when everybody departs from you, he stands. And when you have that revelation, you're already operating in the wisdom of divine presence. Because when the sea saw it, it fled. And Jordan could not stand it. Maybe in your financial life, in your marital life, maybe in your spiritual life, whatever it is, you need the wisdom of God to operate. Otherwise, the system of this world is set to frustrate you. Job was saying in Job chapter 28, verse 7, to 12, he said, that is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. Now, that means demonic power can see it. He said, the lion's web hath not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. It's beyond human education and strength. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock. He overturned the mountains by the root. He cutteth out rivers among the rocks, and his eye seeth every precious thing. In other words, the wisdom of God, you can't hide anything from it. Watch this. He said, he binded the flood from overflowing, and the thing that is it bringeth it forth to light. Verse 12 said, but where shall wisdom be found? He said, and where is the place of understanding? He said, the depth said, it is not in me, and the sea said, it is not in me. You can't get this wisdom except from God. Tonight, I'd like you to cry out for wisdom. Because Jesus Christ, I mean, James was speaking and he said, if any lack wisdom, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. So we have access to this tonight, and I want you to just bow your head if you are not driving and just pray this prayer after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks because of the price paid on the cross of Calvary. Father, I receive your wisdom into my life by the help of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, build inside of me the wisdom of God. Build inside of my spirit the wisdom of God. Open my ears of understanding to hear clearly the revealed word of God. Lead me, direct me to where I will hear sound word that will change my life and the life of people around me. I am sent the way God sent Jesus. I am sent to master and to rule the world. And I take it right now and I give you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And if you are there listening to me, know that there is no wisdom that comes to you until you become a part of the family of the living God by giving your life to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And if you are there, you want to say, don't close this. I must be connected with Jesus tonight. What a great decision. I respect you for just taking that decision tonight. Can you just say this prayer after me and a new thing will begin in you? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe and I receive that I know today my sins are washed by the precious blood of Jesus. I give my life to you and I'm asking that you will come and live your life inside of me. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Do you know what happened? You are now a child of the living God. And we are inviting you tomorrow to come and build your life based upon the wisdom of God. And Sister Jen, I can't wait. Tomorrow is another day. Oh, last Sunday, I don't know. Something just burst forth.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Amen. Amen.
And tomorrow is another time.
Tomorrow is another time. Now, tomorrow is another time. Oh, wow, Bishop. Thank you so much for that awesome word from the Lord. I'd like to just take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We thank you so much for tuning in. You've been listening to Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. As Bishop says, tomorrow is another time. Now, tomorrow we have two services. The first service is that early service at 8 a.m. in the morning. So, yeah, that's an early service. So, if you get up early, come and worship with us. And the second service is at 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, don't let that stop you. Just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, tomorrow's service, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Bishop about tomorrow's service, because tomorrow's service is a service that you don't want to miss. But right now, we have Latisse Crawford on the way with All Right, All Right. So, all right. Stay right there. We'll be back after this.
Put your hands it's your boy, together.
Juice Shooter.
Give up the fight, you'll succeed. Hold your head, you already made.
are back live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we want to invite you out to our service tomorrow. Tomorrow, we have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m., and the second service is at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, tomorrow's service, you want to be there because, Bishop, tomorrow's is our elevation service.
That's it.
Ooh, this is an elevation. I mean, divine elevation service.
That's it.
Now, God is in the business of elevating his people. But you have to be in place.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bishop, tell us about tomorrow's service. Tell us about the divine elevation service we can expect tomorrow.
Now, thank you, Sister John. Do you have this understanding that God is a jealous God?
Yes.
He didn't want anybody to take the place.
That's right.
And he knows that if you are a child of God and you are so bothered with things, that is what you are worshiping.
Mm.
So he wants to take that off and put himself there.
Yes.
Watch this. The moment you were saved, you redeemed, your status changed. The Bible says you are seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. Now, tomorrow's service, God is going to give you the wisdom to sit in your place. Now, you see, you can be a child of God and you are not seated.
That's right.
But you will know. It's the Bible told us, he said, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. The wisdom of God to put you in your place of extraordinary result is coming tomorrow. And you need to just come with all your heart to receive from the Lord. Jesus Christ was teaching people that nobody even want to reckon with in the community. And he made them a star. Tomorrow morning is another opportunity to change your status. Come with expectation and your life will never remain the same again.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. So you want to come out to tomorrow's service. Tomorrow's service is divine elevation service. I'm telling you, if you've been on that same spot, if you've just been in that same spot, and you know, we have to come out and receive what God is telling to us so that our life can line up with the word of God. I mean, God is in the business of elevating his people.
Oh, yes.
We were not meant to stay at the bottom. We were not meant to stay in one level. We're continuously rising. So come out tomorrow to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, for our divine elevation service. Your life will never be the same.
Man.
So now, Bishop, it's time for us to go ahead and introduce who we have here in the studio with us. We're going to introduce the Fulfillment family to you tonight. And of course, we have with us Dr. Abiola Idowu. Brother Christian is here. Brother Clarence is here. Sister Thunder is here. And of course, I'm here, yours truly, Sister Jan Jones. We thank you so much for tuning in. If you're just turning on your radio, this is your hour of destiny fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu. We're from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Come out to the services tomorrow. You don't have to miss any service because we have a very early service. That's at 8 a.m. You get up early, come and worship with us, and we have a second service at 10 a.m. Either way, if you need a ride, we'll come and pick you up. Just call us at 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. We want to see you there.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time for us to move into that segment that we like to call the moment of change. And to take us right into that, here's Brother Christian. Brother Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and I'm very thankful, Sister Jan. It's a pleasure to be here with you. And I want to thank the Lord for Bishop, sir. That word, I'm in the studio, but I'm telling you, I can receive that wisdom, that power of understanding that is flowing through you, sir.
Amen.
I just thank God for you, and I ask that the Lord continue to increase the unction on you, and that your ministry in this land have already been established, and it will go from glory to glory, sir.
Amen.
You know, you said some things, but, you know, I want to just rest on this area of tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as you said, I listened to it. You know, you said something that caught my eye. Jesus said, he said, you make the word of God of no effect because of your traditions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just want to debunk something because this is where we have the word. apply to us. If you're just listening to us, this is a moment of change, and we are bringing this word that has been preached to apply to every area of your life so that you can make this a moment of change for you and everybody that you know. So, sir, here's my question. I want to debunk this because I've listened to friends and I've listened to families, but I thank God that I was wedded under the commission that God has blessed us through you with here. And so I came to understand that, look, even the vows matter. Even what is pronounced over you is important for you to understand.
That's it.
You know, I have friends and I have families that get wed, they get married. And then, you know, the traditions are, hey, the preacher will stand and say, oh, I wed thee in sickness and in hell. I don't even remember what they say. But I know this is very, very important that we listen to it, because one thing I want to thank the Lord for is, you know, when I came under your unction, sir, you gave me understanding and said, son, if it's not in the Bible,
mm-mm,
it's not true.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And it can be a tradition,
yeah,
by man.
Yeah.
And so you challenged me to sit and read that book. You said if you are a Christian, you ought to know this book.
That's it.
And so I sat and read it from cover to cover. And I never found that thing that says in sickness and in health and is death.
Yeah.
So help us understand, is this the traditions that you know you are talking about here? Because somebody that's listening might be able to have an understanding that what they pronounce over your life can change your destiny.
Oh, yeah.
Can change everything God wants to do in your life.
Yeah.
Help us understand these areas, because these are things that people go to the wrong place. If you are taught by the wrong person and he does not know anything, you end up knowing nothing. So please, help us understand this, sir.
Praise the Lord, Brother Christian. You see, this is one of the most terrible things that I have seen in the body of Christ. People don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. And they place all their life around tradition and culture. And many times those things is not coming from the word of God. Now take for example, what you just mentioned right now, there is nothing like that in the scripture. In sickness, you want to wed and witness are there and everybody is saying amen. And you will say in sickness and in death.
Wow. Now
they may mean good or mean well, but the pronouncement is wrong. We see, okay, now let's even put everything aside. Check what happened in John chapter 2 in Cana of Galilee. Do you ever hear Jesus Christ saying that?
No, sir. No, sir.
So it's tradition. Now, take for example, somebody just said, okay, yeah, but you see, the Lord give it, the Lord give it, and the Lord take it. He says, yeah, the Lord give it, and the Lord take it. God don't take. But it's in the Bible. No, God didn't say it. Job said it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it was because Job was he was depressed. And because of what was going on, he said it is not God that said it. And let me tell you, there are things in the Bible that it is even Satan that said it. He said, I will arise and I will make my throne above the stars of God. Now, you can't just say you will arise and make your star above the stars of God because it's in the Bible. Satan spoke in the Bible. Men spoke in the Bible. Why are you looking for when people are going down? Why should that be your word? So you don't use the tradition or culture because they've been saying it. You met it that way. That does not mean you should not search the scripture to discover the truth. Somebody was telling me the other time, he said, the Bible said three wise men went to Jesus. It's not true. It's not three wise men. They went with three gifts. And let me tell you I'm saying something now. Matthew chapter 2, if you read it very well, the Bible even, I was telling somebody, I said, by the time they came to Bethlehem, Jesus had left. They met Jesus in the house. So they didn't even meet him in the manger. Religion and culture has made us to begin to think. Now, because when those people saw the stars, between that time and the time they got to Jerusalem, it's about a space of 2 years. Jesus Christ didn't stay in the manger for 2 years. They left. Because that was why Herod said, he said, go and inquire from the time the wise men spoke and the time that, they saw the stars. And it was in between about 2 years. That's why he said from 0 to 2. Any child that was born that time kill the child. So it's not 2 weeks. Now, let me show you this. Oh, you brought this up. Now, in the book of Matthew chapter 2, Matthew chapter 2, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And now he said in verse 11, see this. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fed them and worshipped them. And when they had opened their treasure, they presented unto him gift, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They met Jesus in the house, not in a manger. They already left. But I'm telling you, somebody want to kill himself on December 25th because the three wise men came. Who told you there are three? Wow. Tradition.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bishop. Wow. We're talking about this wisdom, Bishop. Okay, you know, you can have knowledge without wisdom.
Oh, yes, I mean, you can't have it. You can't have wisdom without knowledge.
At one point, I was a living witness. You know,
I know,
but you know, when I came to you, I had knowledge, but I didn't have the wisdom that I have now. Mm. And being that, you know, where we're being taught at, everybody's being taught this wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
We're being taught this wisdom. Mm. And I've seen, as I said before, so many people are growing in this wisdom that is being taught out of the word here. Mm. And I just want to just comment on that there about the wisdom. You know, people having knowledge with no wisdom at all. You know, you could be an educated fool and all of this with no wisdom at all.
Yeah, because if the knowledge you have is not based upon the word of God, is not going to translate to divine wisdom. You can have some wisdom to live for some time, but I'm telling you, it's going to terminate because the devil knows where to hit. I'm telling you, the people in Babylon, they have wisdom. They have a lot of discovery that they made until there was an handwriting on the wall and their wisdom stopped because they can't interpret it. It takes a man of wisdom like Daniel to interpret what was written on the wall. We are living in a day that there are things that are written on the wall, yes, that science can't decode it, because it's beyond anything that you can take to the laboratory. It takes the wisdom of God to
yes,
turn it.
Bishop, you already answered my question.
Okay.
I was in James 3. I was with you. And I was in verse 14. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth.
Yeah.
So basically where I was coming from is application. You still have to apply it.
Oh, yeah.
You can't sit here and have all the knowledge and wisdom and not use it. Application is the key.
Yeah. If you just tell me, in fact, the wisdom of God is in my life, I want to see the result. Because wisdom of God speaks.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
right.
If you apply, now the good news about it is, the moment you apply the wisdom of God, you get out of the way, God continue the rest. God makes sure that things are done by his own power.
Yes.
But it is your duty to apply it.
Yes.
You see, Abraham applied the wisdom God gave to him. That's why they have Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yes.
Now, if you don't apply the wisdom, you're on the same spot. I don't care how many scriptures you think you are confessing. You confess, you have to take steps. And that is when wisdom goes into action.
Thank you, Bishop.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, sir. Oh, thank you, everyone. You know, if you're listening to us, this is a moment of change. We're just talking about the word of God and wisdom that applies to your life. And here's what I want to advise you. If you are in a church that you know that this information that you are just receiving now has impacted your life, it's changed something, it has given you a reason to say, you know, I want to know more about what is being said here because this is different from what I've been taught. We want you to make this opportunity to not miss a service tomorrow, Sister Jan. Am I correct? Because we are in these services every Sunday, and you know what? These nuggets that you hear have been debunked in our lives day after day, every week, as we come under the grace of God in this ministry. And so we're going from glory to glory because, you know what, we have come to understand now that we are knowing the truth, and the truth is setting us free.
Amen.
Indeed.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So you come and be part of this tomorrow, Sister Jan.
Yes. Thank you so much, Brother Christian. That was Dr. Abiola Idowu, Brother Christian, and the Fulfillment Family with the Moment of Change. Thank you so much for that awesome discussion. Now it's time for us to get into where I'm trying to go. And this is my this is my favorite
oh my God.
My favorite time of the broadcast. Why? Because this is where we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of the people. And that means it's testimony time.
Amen.
Yes. Now, Bishop, you'll know this testimony. Okay. I'm telling you, I don't know. I just don't know. I need to talk to this brother. Because I'm telling you, here we go again. God has done it again. God has done it again.
Amen.
Now, this brother has testified many times. And I know if you listen, audiences, those who are following us, you've heard us testify how God has done wonders in the life of this young man. Well, he testified again. Okay, let's just start. Now, for first, he was on a bicycle when he came to the ministry.
Yeah.
God gave him a car.
Yeah.
Not just one car. How many cars has it been since? Several cars. Yes. Several vehicles. And I'm talking about good vehicles. I'm talking about Mercedes. You know, I'm talking about trucks.
Yeah.
So, you know, God has really blessed this young man. And I'm telling you, God gave him a wife.
Yeah.
Yes, he gave him a wife.
That's
But now look what God has done for him. Also God gave him, someone, left him, he inherited a house.
A house.
Woo!
How do I know if
he wanted it? Yes, exactly. It wasn't like it was inherited from a relative. No. He was just the keeper of that house, and the house was inherited to him. Oh, my goodness. And now God has elevated him again. God has elevated him again. Now he testified that God has lifted him up where he is in a supervisory position and has people that now work for him and report to him. Oh my goodness. Could you not see it coming, Bishop?
Yes.
I said, I knew from the beginning that God is going to do something in the life of this man. Do you know why? The man was ready for the word.
Yes.
You will see him glue to the altar as if he want to enter into it.
Yes.
The rap attention is there. And each time the word comes, it jumped for it. And God said, no, okay, now, since you are ready to run with this, now let me keep on flying you around.
I'm telling
you. And
we
saw God doing things. Now, the last, when he was sharing another testimony, I just said, wow.
Here he comes.
Now, you just went to somebody's house to cut the grass, and the person weed the house to you.
Yes.
Now, that's one is not. Is favor, that, if that is not favor. That what is that?
What
And somebody is hearing me right now.
Yes.
Your own house. And you see, that testimony is in line with what the Lord said.
Yes.
And he said, I will give you the house that you have never built.
That's right.
That's right.
That's
right.
What he said.
That's right.
Your own house is waiting for you. 7171 Hallelujah. Yes.
That's right.
Come on, pick it up.
Come on tomorrow.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because tomorrow is our divine elevation service.
What a great time. We were almost closing, the service last Sunday, and the word of the Lord came to me.
Yes.
And I saw these stairs just going up. And I said, Lord, what is that? Now, we almost closing the service. Yes. And the Lord says to me, he said, next Sunday, divine elevation. Now, so it's not, what do we do tomorrow? No.
Yes.
If it is not him that is saying it, why saying it?
Amen.
Right. That's what we call wisdom.
Yes.
He just told us, we announce it, anyone that believe it will be lifted.
Yes. Exactly. So you want to come out to that service tomorrow. Tomorrow is our divine elevation service, and God is elevating people. They're in our midst. We're seeing it every day.
That's
every
right.
day. Not only just the testimony that we gave, but there are many, many testimonies where God has elevated his people today in this time. And even in the Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, God elevated Daniel.
Yeah.
I mean, Daniel was elevated. David was elevated. Yeah. Joshua
God
was elevated. Look at Paul. Paul was out there persecuting Christians, and then he got elevated to preaching the same gospel.
You started something.
Yes.
Because I just remember the word of the Lord came to us last Sunday.
Yes.
That this week is going to be the week of harvest of miracles.
Mm.
Oh, you will hear some testimonies tomorrow. Oh my God.
Yes.
People have come in and shared testimony. I said, Daddy, only you can do all this.
Amen.
And it's waiting for you too.
Yes.
Join us tomorrow.
That's tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. There's an 8 a.m. early service and a 10 a.m. service. So come out and worship with us. If you need a ride, call us. We will come and pick you up. The number to call is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. And we want to see you there. Don't miss your time of divine elevation. Okay, so Bishop, now I'm going to go ahead and open the phone lines. I'm going to give you the number to call live into the studio. Bishop is standing by and he's ready to pray with you. So the number to call in the studio live is area code 904-296-2251. That number to call live in the studio is area code 904-296-2251. If you want Bishop to pray with you, maybe you've heard something in the message that stirred something in your spirit. Maybe you heard something in the moment of change, in the testimony. Just give us a call here live in the studio. Bishop is standing by, and that number is 904-296-2251. So, Sister Thunder, we have some things going on in CREPA this month. Tell us about them.
Well, you know, I want everybody to be blessed themselves as well as bless others. So, if you have not gotten your copy of Overcoming Faith by Dr. Bishop Abiola Idu, you are missing out. Wait no longer. Make sure you purchase your copy. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. Get it for your friends. You can purchase this book at westbowpress.com, amazon.com, Barnes & Nobles, and Books A Million. Make sure you get several, because every time I give somebody a book, I gave my book away. Can you get me another one? So make sure you bless yourself and bless others.
Amen.
Our next food giveaway will be held on Saturday on November 17th. Join us every third Saturday of each month for our free food giveaway from 12 to 2 p.m. Matthew chapter 25, verse 35 says, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I was there today. I saw how many people were blessed." Don't miss this opportunity. Come get blessed. And hey, think about your family, your friends, your neighbors. I know there's someone that you know that would really appreciate this blessing. So don't miss out. Again, the next giveaway will be Saturday on November 17th. Back to you, Jan.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Thunder. We're going to go over to the phone lines. And on the line tonight, we have Sister Tanya on the line. Sister Tanya, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, thank God for the word of divine elevation.
Amen.
I receive that, and that's why I'm calling in, because I so believe God and receive God. And I just wanted to have you all touch and agree with me for permanent employment for myself and my husband, so that we can be able to do the things that God has called us to do and be able to move forward in the things as tithers, as seed sowers, as offering givers, as believers. I'm just wanting prayer of agreement.
Okay. I'm going to agree with you, because you already got the job. In fact, you're going to call and say, "I don't even know the one to pick. Everything is just working well." Father, we stand in agreement tonight, because it's you that said it. You said, "Whosoever do not work is not supposed to eat." And Father, Lord, here is your daughter and the husband. They want to work. And the Bible tells us that the blessings of Abraham is upon their lives. And Father, in agreement, we command right now that job, that we give them joy, that will give them opportunity to serve you better, is released to them now in the mighty name of Jesus. I command right now that the angels of God be released right now, connecting you with opportunity, favor, beyond human understanding. Take it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Congratulations.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tanya. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open, and the number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. That number to call again live into the studio is 904-296-2251. Call in if you want prayer. You know, James 5:13 says, "If anyone among you in trouble, let them pray.
Yeah.
I mean, trouble. Trouble can be in your home. It could be in your family. It could be on your job. Trouble in your finances. It could be trouble in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call right here and connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Idowu. He's here and he's ready to agree and pray with you. Give us a call right now at 904-296-2251. The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 904-296-2251. Sister Thunder, if someone wanted to plant a seed in this ministry, tell us how we can do that.
Oh, by all means, please partner with our Destiny Fulfillment family to be a blessing to the work of the Lord through this ministry. You can use your cell phone and you can send a text. You can send a text. This is one word. Give and be blessed. Give and be blessed. You're going to text it to 73256. Or you can visit our website. You can go to crepa.org. That's www.crepa.org. And you can select to the right menu bar, select give. Then select the drop-down arrow, and you want to hit general giving, and then select radio ministry. Thank you for being a blessing to this radio ministry.
Amen. Amen. So if you want to plant a seed, follow those instructions and you will be mightily blessed. So, Bishop, I'm going back to the phone lines again. Yeah. We have Sister Shirley on the line. Sister Shirley, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Hi. I just would like to have prayer over my finances.
Okay.
For
yes.
A better job opportunity and for a Christian mate.
Okay. Now, amen. Do you know, as far as God is concerned, those have been fully paid for when Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Do you know what we're going to do right now? We are going to take it. So I'd like you to just release your faith as I pray. Father, I thank you for your daughter. Thank you for the job. Thank you for Christian mate. Thank you for peace, joy, soundness in every area that is already provided because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary. And Father, I release this blessing to your daughter by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. I dispatch them to her now directly on her doorstep in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I decree you foul satanic influence that may want to stand in the place or in between the blessing and her, I remove you by the precious blood of Jesus, and I declare victory now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Congratulations.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Shirley. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open, and you still have time to get your call in. Just give us a call at 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. 5-1. Call in and receive prayer. Bishop is here and he's ready to pray with you. So, Bishop, we have Sister Patricia on the line. Sister Patricia, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I need prayer for my marriage and my health.
Okay. Now, I'm going to agree with you. Prayer for your marriage and your health, and Jesus Christ will heal everything. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. I release wisdom. Wisdom to live. Wisdom in this marriage, wisdom for health. I release it upon your daughter now in the name of Jesus. Satan, I am telling you, you don't have no right to touch that child of God. I command your hand to wither over her and her family in the name of Jesus. Let the peace of God that passes all understanding begin to express itself right now. Thank you, because I know it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so Shalom. Much, Sister Patricia. God bless you. So, Bishop, our time is about up and we've got to get out of here. We want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thank you all for your phone calls. Now, we'll be back next week, Saturday, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So, tune in next week to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu. Come out to the services tomorrow, 7171 Arlington Expressway. We want to see you there. But until then, remain blessed and remember, Jesus is alive. You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.